It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
The Greene County Commission is the executive body of Greene County. The commission enacts ordinances, resolutions, and policies, supervises the activities of county departments, fixes salaries, adopts the annual budget, provides for construction and other services, and conducts hearings on planning and zoning matters. With me today is Presiding Commissioner Mr. Bob Certain. Thank you for joining us.
It is my pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, that's a lot you guys do over there.
We do a lot. Let me tell you, we stay pretty busy.
During the months of September and October, you did a series of listening tours called Re-Envisioning Government,
yes,
where you introduced yourself and listened to Greene County citizens. So tell us a little bit about what you learned from those meetings.
It was really a great time. I held them at the libraries for those cities that had the libraries, and most of them did. And the goal was for me to hear from citizens in the smaller communities and out in the rural areas. Not so much for me to talk, although they wanted to know about some issues, of course, that are going on right now. But it was really designed to hear from them of what they are concerned about. And I think it was very successful.
So anything pop out? Was there a common thread?
You know, there were a couple of common threads. Crime, mm-hmm, criminal justice system is always there.
Right.
This may surprise you a little bit, but it didn't me, in that because of budget cuts several years ago, the county had to end animal control.
People are
very concerned about animal control, and I'm working hard to try to find money in next year's budget to bring that back. And then the third thing, a theme that kept coming up in practically all of these meetings, was the fact that a lot of people in the county don't take very good care of their property. They trash, mm-hmm, their property. They bring in old cars and just eyesores all over the county, or not all over the county, but in certain areas. And so I get a lot of calls and emails on that virtually every week. But that was a concern of the folks that I met with, because the great thing about living out in the county is that you can do whatever you want to with your own property. The bad thing about living out in the county is that you can do what you want to with your own property.
So
we have code enforcement that is supposed to take care of that. And with budget cuts the last few years, we had to eliminate that whole department.
Right.
I'm happy to say now, though, we just hired somebody who started this week to do code enforcement. And so we're going to get back on taking care of people's complaints.
You recently gave the State of the County address at the Springfield Chamber gathering. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the positive things you see occurring in Greene County right now?
You know, I've been working hard the last few months. I've only been in office since January 1st, but I've been working on ways to communicate with the public much better, to let them know what we do, how we do it, and to basically raise the profile, or maybe raise the stature of Greene County. So people will know that we're out there and what we do. And so when I came in January, I asked if we had a mission statement for the county. We did not. We do now. The mission statement is to provide all citizens of Greene County, including those in our cities, a safe and thriving community through excellent customer service, unparalleled dedication, and the efficient use of taxpayer dollars. I also own a business, and so you see a little bit when I talk about excellent customer service. That's kind of the business component that I like. And so we've also wanted to develop a tagline or a slogan.
Right.
And so we did that, and that is Greene County Works. And if you've ever been involved in a group that has tried to come up with, develop mission statements and slogans, it is hard work, because you have to look at 100 bad things before you arrive at the good one. And so ours is Greene County Works, ... And people could fill in the blank. Greene County works efficiently. Greene County works for the citizens. Greene County works well. Whatever we need to have to finish that tagline. And then we're working on a new logo, and uh-huh, we're probably going to have that completed next week. We're going to continue to always use the seal of Greene County. It's a wonderful seal. But I wanted to have a logo also, and so we're developing that. And then the big thing is that just was launched recently is our website for Greene County was last designed in 2003.
Wow.
Well, that's been a long time ago. Yeah. And so we now have the homepage done, mm-hmm, but we have a new website, and they'll work on the other pages as time goes on. But the website now is user friendly. It's interesting. It's got a lot of colors and photographs. And so the website is the cornerstone of all the things I've been talking about.
So out of those taglines and the vision statement and everything, you're doing a little bit of branding then, it sounds like.
We are, and that's a good term to use. That's also a business term that I wanted to rebrand the county.
Right.
And I used that term in my speech of the day that you were mm-hmm. present, and that's a great way of putting it, putting a new face on Greene County and a wonderfully positive face on Greene County government.
Right. So what are some of the things that you think we need to improve on still? Where's the work need to be done right now, you think?
In the last few years, there have been tremendous budget cuts with the downturn in the economy. Greene County and most government entities, especially, or except for the federal government, we have to balance our budget every year. We cannot spend more than we take in. And so we lack the funds to operate the county efficiently. Everybody is aware, and I shouldn't say everybody, but most people are aware of the tremendous pressures we're experiencing with the Greene County Jail right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not just the jail. That's just a symptom of the problem. It's really trying to make the entire Greene County criminal justice system efficient. And unfortunately, that takes a lot of money, something that we don't have a lot of.
Right.
As I mentioned, the code enforcement department had to be totally eliminated a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming back now to be able to do that for people. And so the problem is that we don't have enough money to provide the services that our citizens need and want. Last year's budget is $117 million. We had $9 million of requests from departments and office holders that we could not meet.
Mm-hmm.
And these were not Christmas lists. These were needs that they had.
Right.
And so the budget and the lack of funds to operate the way we need to operate for our citizens is really the biggest pressure right now.
Man, we could talk about that all day probably.
We sure could, yes.
Quickly, in reference to the criminal justice system. As you know, the League recently conducted a two-year mental health study
mm-hmm.
for Greene County. And in the state of county address, you refer to the fact that Greene County Jail is the largest mental health facility. And coincidentally, the League found that to be true as well.
Good.
So what do you think are some ways that we can, as a community, can address those issues?
It's very complicated because when somebody is arrested and brought to the Greene County Jail for a state law violation, many times their arrest may have something to do with a mental illness.
Right.
And the problem is that mental illness has contributed to behavior that is criminal.
Right.
Brings the attention to them from the police. They come to jail, and we take care of them. Our medication bill for inmates is unbelievably high, and so we have psychologists, we have psychiatrists. They diagnose the person that's in jail. We give them treatment and we give them medications, and the taxpayers pay for that as we should.
Right.
Part of the problem, though, is that once the person is bonded out of jail or is convicted or not convicted, and they go back home, many times they cannot afford their medication. So therefore,
right.
they stop the medications that we started, and the behavior, including some illegal behavior, returns.
Right.
And so it's a cycle. And so it's all about money. And so the jail does a great job of diagnosing mental illness and treating mental illness. But a jail is a temporary facility. You know, they're here for, if somebody's waiting trial, they may be here for a year or 2 years, but that's still temporary. Once they get out, there has to be a vehicle or a means to keep providing that medication. And
right.
so I know there's facilities out there the public needs to continue to support those agencies and those facilities with financing to be able to take care of those folks.
Another issue we could talk about all day.
Yes, yes.
Presiding Commissioner Bob Certain, thank you for joining me this morning.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This and other Making Democracy Work programs can be found at ksmu.org. Thank you.